Test for English Majors, 2002, Grade 4, Part 2, Dictation. Disappearing Forests. The world's forests are disappearing. As much as a third of the total tree cover has been lost since agriculture began some 10,000 years ago. The remaining forests are home to half of the world's species, thus becoming the chief resource for their survival. Tropical rainforests once covered 12% of the land of the planet, as well as supporting at least half of the world's species of plants and animals. These rainforests are home to millions of people, but there are other demands on them. For example, much has been cut for timber, and an increasing amount of forest land has been used for industrial purposes or for agricultural development, such as crop growing. By the 1990s, less than half of the Earth's original rainforests remained, and they continue to disappear at an alarming rate every year. As a result, the world's forests are now facing a gradual extinction.
The second reading.
Disappearing Forests. The world's forests are disappearing. As much as a third of the total tree cover. Has been lost since agriculture began some 10,000 years ago. The remaining forests are home to half of the world's species. Thus becoming the chief resource for their survival. Tropical rainforests once covered 12% of the land of the planet. As well as supporting at least half of the world's species of plants and animals. These rainforests are home to millions of people. But there are other demands on them. For example, much has been cut for timber. And an increasing amount of forest land has been used for industrial purposes, or for agricultural development, such as crop growing. By the 1990s, less than half of the Earth's original rainforests remained. And they continue to disappear at an alarming rate every year. As a result, the world's forests are now facing a gradual extinction.
The third reading.
Disappearing forests. The world's forests are disappearing. As much as a third of the total tree cover has been lost since agriculture began some 10,000 years ago. The remaining forests are home to half of the world's species. Thus becoming the chief resource for their survival. Tropical rainforests once covered 12% of the land of the planet. As well as supporting at least half of the world's species of plants and animals. These rainforests are home to millions of people. But there are other demands on them. For example, much has been cut for timber. And an increasing amount of forest land has been used for industrial purposes, or for agricultural development, such as crop growing. By the 1990s, less than half of the Earth's original rainforests remained. And they continue to disappear at an alarming rate every year. As a result, the world's forests are now facing a gradual extinction.
The last reading.
Disappearing forests. The world's forests are disappearing. As much as a third of the total tree cover has been lost since agriculture began some 10,000 years ago. The remaining forests are home to half of the world's species, thus becoming the chief resource for their survival. Tropical rainforests once covered 12% of the land of the planet, as well as supporting at least half of the world's species of plants and animals. These rainforests are home to millions of people, but there are other demands on them. For example, much has been cut for timber, and an increasing amount of forest land has been used for industrial purposes or for agricultural development, such as crop growing. By the 1990s, less than half of the Earth's original rainforests remained, and they continue to disappear at an alarming rate every year. As a result, the world's forests are now facing a gradual extinction.
You have 2 minutes to check through your work. This is the end of the dictation.
Part 3. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Statement.
Number 1. Next, I'd like to show you a 3-bedroom apartment on the second floor, which is a newly built one we have for rent.
Number 2. It used to take a fortnight to travel from London to Edinburgh by coach. However, you can now travel many times around the world in that time.
Number 3. Jack, thank you for inviting us to dinner in your house tomorrow, but I'm extremely sorry that my wife and I won't be able to make it.
Number 4. Last time we discussed some patterns of animal behavior, and in today's lecture you'll concentrate on the methods used in the study of animals.
Number 5. In my opinion, motivation rather than intelligence often decides how far a person can go in his career.
Number 6. In order to understand this writer thoroughly, you have to read between the lines.
Number 7. Last week at the sale, Jane bought herself an overcoat for £30, which was one quarter of the regular price.
Number 8. Due to the continual rain, the school sports meet has been postponed again until further notice in the principal's office. Section B, Conversation. Number 9. I'm really getting worried about Mary. She is sitting for exam in 2 weeks' time, but she is talking now about nothing but the upcoming concert.
She may fail along that line. Let's try to talk some sense to her.
Number 10. Tony, do you have a belief in UFO?
Me? Well, I have never seen it, but there are a lot of people who have or seem to have seen it. Number 11. You know, I started out in civil engineering, then I switched to electronic engineering, but what really interests me is electronic music.
Well, that's a long way from civil engineering. Number 12. I bought a pint of milk for our breakfast, but it doesn't seem to look fresh now. Do you think it's still right to drink?
Let me smell it. Well, it has gone off. If I were you, I wouldn't even think of it.
Number 13. Is it true that all of them survived the fire last night?
Yes, a miracle, isn't it? There was a couple on the second floor and 2 women and 3 kids on the ground floor, but no one was badly hurt.
Number 14. I'm going to take the blood test at 7:45 tomorrow morning.
In that case, you won't miss any courses tomorrow morning then. Number 15. I'm not really an expert on precious stones, but these are superb. Don't you like them?
Have you looked at the price tag? It costs almost twice as much as it does where we are living. Number 16. You seem to have been restless the whole day today. What's up?
Later in the afternoon, they will announce who will get permission for the study trip to Africa.
Number 17. I will never go with Billy again. He could never remember where he parked his car.
That certainly sounds like Billy. Section C, News Broadcast. Questions 18 and 19 are based on the following news.
Britain has announced that it decided to cancel about £200 million world debts owed to it by poor Commonwealth countries. The International Development Secretary says the relief has been offered to countries committed to eliminating poverty and pursuing good government. These would include taking actions against corruption. At the same time, common market finance ministers are meeting in Malaysia. Britain is expected to put forth a fresh initiative on reducing the debts of the poorest countries. The Charles Levine's strategists indicated that they plan to revive the scheme put forward last year by the International Monetary Fund, which has not yet provided any relief. Questions 20 and 21 are based on the following news.
An underground train derailed at the station in central Paris yesterday, injuring 23 people and just missing another underground train standing on the opposite track. French emergency services said the train was traveling at 35 kilometers per hour when it derailed as it entered the station. No one has been killed and no one was trapped in the train during the accident. Ambulances rushed to the scene and doctors began treating casualties in the station. In the nearby cafe, some people have broken legs and others have suffered bruising. None was in a critical condition. Last night it was not known why the train came off the tracks. Questions 22 and 23 are based on the following news.
Argentina civil servants held a 24-hour strike yesterday to protest pay cuts of 12 to 15% for anyone earning more than $1,000 a month. Public service unions and the local Teamsters plan to hold the protest rally in front of the government house. The work stoppage comes after last Friday's general strike when many of Argentina's 12 million workers stayed home after the nation's powerful General Workers' Confederation, the nation's largest union group, called a one-day strike to protest spending cuts and free market reforms. Questions 24 and 25 are based on the following news.
Germany was due to strike a deal yesterday to close down its 19 nuclear power plants, making it the first major industrial nation to commit to withdrawing from nuclear energy. The talk between the chancellor of the current government and the chiefs of the German energy industry began at 8:30 p.m. Closure of Germany's 19 reactors, which provide around a third of the country's electricity needs, was the key pledge of the Greens the junior partner in this coalition government.
This is the end of part 3, Listening Comprehension.